This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
There is an accusation made about Sheikh Ash-Shaghri Thanwi that he said thinking of a donkey in prayer is better. I mean, again, subhanAllah, where can we go with this? Look, you know, this issue. Thinking of a donkey's prayer in prayer is better than thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How does that sound? I mean, to anyone, to me, like, that is crazy. Someone saying that this sheikh who wrote 1,000 books spent day and night in tahajjud, in nafil, crying, begging to Allah, writing thousands of books, khanqa, tasawwuf, tazkiyah, hadith, you know, he's just dedicated his life. One day he said, thinking of a donkey in prayer is better than thinking of Rasulullah. That sounds really bad, doesn't it? You know, in there, this in prayer is also sometimes hidden then. That becomes brackets. Thinking of a donkey is better than thinking of Rasulullah. This in prayer is there, it's written. The accusation is in prayer. But sometimes, you know, when people become passionate, people lose sense. You know, tribalism, sectarianism makes people lose common sense. We already have less sense, but completely, because you're crazy. You know, sometimes you get, gone into something. You don't want to think with a cold mind and understanding. So this thinking of a donkey is in prayer, even the in prayer, then people forget. It just sounds like, you know what, thinking of a donkey is better than Rasulullah. And I'll just take it off from here. And then it actually sounds like afterwards it goes to forget thinking of a donkey. It sounds like donkey is better than Rasulullah. Basically, that's how it sounds. Donkey is better than Rasulullah. Because if you're thinking of him, of a donkey is better, then donkey should be better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Astaghfirullah, thumma astaghfirullah, thumma astaghfirullah. If you look at Mawlana Ash-Shaghri Thanwi rahimahullah, where he was explaining, is a long issue. This specifically is not discussed in this book in this much detail. That's why I'm answering this question right now. He was explaining in detail the issue of salah being exclusively for Allah, khushu and khudu. So be concentrated. Your salah should be for Allah. Allahu Akbar. You are standing. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِدِينَ. You are standing before Allah. You are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are ruku' is for who? Allah. Ruku' is not for Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, not for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, not for Musa alayhi salam. This ruku is not for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, Ruhi Fidah, our beloved messenger. But this ruku is not for him. This ruku is only for Allah. This salah, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillah. My salah is only for Allah, Rabbul Alameen. So he was explaining all of this. And he said, look, these thoughts come in prayer. We should try to remove thoughts. Khushu' in prayer is always be focused, devoted, think. And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu, worship Allah as though you are seeing Allah. Think only of Allah. Think as much as possible only of Allah. Don't think about dunya. And then he said, thinking about religious things, there's a whole discussion, mas'alatu tafakkur fi salah. What about like thinking of religious matters? There's a fiqh debate that, you know, should you think about some fiqh issue? Like Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that I prepare my armies. So some said, yes, it is permissible because it's related to deen. Others said, no, really, it should only be Allah. Like, you know, I'm teaching a lesson on a hadith or something. So I pray my salah and I think and prepare. Like I'm teaching this Muhannad course. So today, Fajr, for example, Allahu Akbar, you know, in lesson, I'm going to talk about this and that. Should I do that or not? There's two opinions on this. It's a fiqhi issue. So Shaykh Ash-Shaghri Thanwi rahimahullah was saying that, look, you know, sometimes if you're thinking about religious matters, it's actually more dangerous. You know, if you're thinking about worldly matters, if you're thinking about your car, Allahu Akbar, I want a Rolls Royce and I want a nice, you know what, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche. And remember, donkey was a means of transport. So it's basically saying that if you're thinking about a Ferrari in your car, you're not thinking about Ferrari being a god. You don't like think about a Porsche or a car. You know, you don't think about making sujood to them. You're in sajda, okay? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Thinking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or thinking about a Lamborghini. It might be more dangerous to think about Rasulullah than Lamborghini, because Lamborghini is nothing big to you. No, You're not going to think about sajda Lamborghini. Lamborghini is a Lamborghini. But Rasulullah, the thought could come that you're making sajda before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, in sujood, in salat, and the reason donkey was done was a means of transportation, not like a camel or a donkey. It could be anything. So in sajda, rather than you don't think about any, don't even think about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and don't even think about a Ferrari or a car, a Lamborghini or a horse or a donkey or a spider or a mosquito. Think about only Allah. But sometimes thinking about Rasulullah or Kaaba or the Quran, even Kaaba, you know, this is dangerous. You know, when you're doing, imagine you're praying in Mecca in front of the Kaaba. Don't think about the Kaaba. A thought might come that you are worshipping the Kaaba, you know, because you're making sajda to Kaaba. Think about Allah. Try not to think about the Kaaba, because that thought could come. So basically, this is what he was explaining, that thinking about a donkey, a means of transportation, is sometimes better, meaning it's more, it saves you from shirk than thinking of Rasulullah, because that could bring the thought and idea that you are making sajda in front of him. Simple common sense issue was turned into a donkey better than Rasulullah. Anyway, so this is basically what it is.